once the world's most famous male model. Even his looks were household names. La Tigra, Magnum, and of course, Blue Steel. But that was a long, long, long time ago.
Old LeMay?
We were a joke out there.
Fashion's changed.
Meet the biggest supermodel in the whole world. Is all.
Are you like a male model or a female model?
All is all.
I think he's asking, do you have a hot dog or a bun?
Derek Zoolander, I'm with Interpol. I need your help.
She's hot. I trust her.
Someone's trying to kill the world's most beautiful people.
Oh, fudge! Peace out, world.
All of them died. With your signature look. This is Blue Steel, right? We need you to infiltrate the world of high fashion.
We're back!
Yeah!
Are you sure Zoolander is the right man to help us?
Hey, handsome!
Ah, what the hell is your problem?
God help us all.
The world has been waiting for this film for... Has it been 16 years or some shit like that? I don't know. No, it's been longer than that. I think... Whatever, it doesn't matter. The world's been waiting for this movie. Why? I don't know why. But no, it's not Deadpool, goddammit. It's Zoolander number 2. But my name isn't Zoolander. Which, by the way, that is actually a fucking joke in the goddamn movie. He literally changes his name to Zoolander. I said, damn, I thought that was just a marketing joke. But they literally used it as a fucking joke in the movie, man. Oh my god. What in the fuck did I just watch? I knew this movie was going to be bad, but I thought at least it would be fucking coherent or make sense in a sense. This film, to steal a line from Z, this movie had no plot. This movie literally had no fucking story arc or plot put together. Now that I think about it, this shit don't even make any damn sense. I'm looking at IMDb right now, people. Because I was like, well, maybe they'll explain this story to me. And you want to know what the fuck IMDb says about a plot synopsis, Zoolander number 2. It says, Derek and Hansel, played by Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, are modeling again when an opposing company attempts to take them out from the business. That ain't even a damn plot of this movie. That's not even a plot. There's no opposing company in this film or anything like that. There's no one trying to take them out. What the fuck? This movie's a fuck it. I don't even, why am I here? I'm getting the hell up out of here. No. Alright, I'm gonna try to give a fucking plot. Look at these fucking retarded fools in the goddamn photos that's passing by here. Alright. So you got. They take you back to 2001, I believe. And they show you, you know, the first Zoolander film. Ben Stiller's character, Derek Zoolander, he got married. She was killed, though, by. They built a book library or something like that, but they made it out of fucking popsicle sticks and shit like that, so it destroyed and killed his wife. Him and his son, he argued at his son one night, whatever, so he took his son away, and I cannot remember for the life of me what that actor's name that played his son, because there's so many goddamn actors that make pop-up and cameos, man. Cyrus Arnold, that's right, he plays Derek Zoolander Jr., and they take him away, and he decides to become a hermit crab and go live somewhere in the fucking woods, something like that. Owen Wilson's character was in that library, and his face got destroyed, so they say. So half of his face is covered up like he's fucking the Phantom of the goddamn opera or something like that, and he's living in the Mo... I don't know where this is, the Mo Heavy Desert, where he had an orgy with... Brother, Kiefer Sutherland... Yeah, that's right, people. He had an orgy with Kiefer Sutherland and some other people. It was like a fat guy, an African, like a Pocahontas-looking chick or something like that. A Viking dwarf and shit like that. And he got them all pregnant, and he couldn't commit because he didn't know who his father was. So he runs away. Fucking Kiefer Sutherland, you ought to be a damn ashamed of yourself. Then, oh my God, I think this was the first celebrity that comes on screen, which was Billy Zane. I was like, first I didn't recognize that was Billy Zane. I was staring, I was like, damn, that looked like Billy Zane. When he said, Billy Zane, I was just like, god damn, dude. Man, look, you was in Titanic. You better than this bullshit you doing right now. What are you doing, man? And so he sends them like, he comes over here and saying, oh, I got your Netflix. He goes to Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller's character, and they both in different locations. So he tells them, oh, and I got this package, and it's inviting them to this, I don't know, to be models in this fucking new model face or some shit like that to promote their music. God damn, one of the fucking Jonas Brothers was in this goddamn movie. Forgot Macaulay Culkin was in this goddamn film, people. Oh my god. But and I don't remember what the dude's fucking name is. I'm not gonna lie. I literally was just trying to. I was just trying to get the hell up out of here. He's the dude that's in charge. He's this new fashion guru or something like that, and he plays a fucking hipster wigger. And it had to be the most annoying goddamn character I think I've ever seen on screen. There's nothing I hate more in movies than a wigger. And nothing I hate more in life than a hipster. Fucking MC Hammer was in this goddamn film, people. That's how far this went. But Owen Wilson, they meet each other. And then next time, they take the mask off Owen Wilson. It's a little fucking scratch or whatever. Matter of fact, it's all healed up. There's nothing wrong with his face. But Ben Stiller, he decides to do this because he believes that he's in public eye and he'll get his son back or something like that. Meanwhile, Penelope Cruz plays Valentine. Her fine at, man, that girl is just, I don't even know how to describe the beauty off of that girl. She has got to be probably, no, I don't even know probably, fuck all that. She has got to be possibly the hottest Latin woman up in Hollywood right now, because when she got off that motorcycle suit, I struggled to not get a boner in a critic screener of fucking Zoolander 2. I got a reputation to uphold, people, and I was not trying to ruin that in there. But either way, though, and if they listen to this review, they'd be like, your reputation is done with, like, 2 years ago. But she comes in and tells them, oh, 6 pop stars were killed, and they all died using your facial expression. I feel like this linked to you, and I need your help to solve this. And in the back of my mind, you know, logical sense started to kick in. I said, what the fuck that got to do with Zoolander? And I'm talking about Derek Zoolander. What in the fuck? Because the movie opens up with Justin Bieber getting shot, chased in this fucking ridiculous-ass chase scene, and he ends up dying, but then he pulls his phone out and does the face shot that fucking Derek Zoolander does in every fucking scene he's in, by the way. And then next, you know, you're just like, what that got to do with anything, personally? So then, you know, fuck it. You get to the end of the goddamn movie. We find out that Will Ferrell's character, he plays Mugatu. He's in prison. He escapes. We're going to get in that most ridiculous-ass scene ever. And next, you know, they found out that the reason why it makes no sense. Now that I think about it, this makes no fucking sense. I'm going to sum this up now, people. The reason why they invited Zoolander to Rome is because his son is in Rome in an orphanage that Will Ferrell's character set up and paid for in prison. How? I don't know. And the guy works there is the bad guy. So why don't... Because they believe that his son is the chosen one to use his blood to drink to get the fountain of youth. Which makes no goddamn sense, because Will Ferrell even comes at the end of the movie and says, oh, y'all actually believe in that? That's not real. Now, later we find out it is real, but he's like, that's not real. It's like, why would y'all you guys show up to this? He's just like, I just hate Zoolander so much. Why the fuck did you need to call Zoolander wrong? Why you just didn't kill his son, and if that was the case? And then the second thing, they never come back to why these 6 celebrities that got killed, Usher and all of them, whatever, got killed, posed in his face. It had literally nothing. Matter of fact, they didn't even tell you why Will Ferrell was hunting down these celebrities. It made no goddamn sense the longer this movie went on. And then Zoolander saves his son and stops Mugatu, and that's the end of the goddamn, man, fuck this movie so fucking hard. This shit was painful. I say critic screener, yeah, critic screener of a total of 5. Yeah, that's how many people was in there. 3 chicks, myself, and an old man. Now, that old man looked lost. I think they just said, fuck it, let him on in here. This movie was such shit, man, because I was like, what in the fuck is the point? And then I realized, he's parroting supermodels male supermodel as if people give a fuck, though. Now, nobody gives a fuck about supermodels. They're male supermodels at that, too, to be honest. And then the movie's trying to tell the story of, like, Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller. It's like they don't know who they are because ever since Ben Stiller's wife died in the film, Zoolander's wife, he hasn't been able to get himself back on track or anything. He's lost the juice, if you will. And Owen Wilson, since he doesn't know who his father is, he can't commit to this orgy parenting relationship he's in, so he's going around and he's not really doing anything, to be honest, but he's still going around. And then, you know, Sting makes an appearance. We find out that Sting is his fucking father, and he's just like, you know, I realize that a lot of these cameos of celebrities that pop up, this movie made me realize that, wow, I really don't give a fuck about none of these celebrities. Let me go down the track list here. You got here Will Ferrell, obviously, Olivia Munn, Kristen Wiig, Benedict Cumberbatch, Susan motherfucking Sarandon. Good Lord, woman, you'll do anything. Justin Theroux, Mila Jovovich, one of the Jonas Brothers, Macaulay Culkin, Billy Zane. I think Christine Taylor was, yeah, she was in there. Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Kim Kardashian, Kiefer Sutherland, John fucking Malkovich, goddammit. Katy Perry, who has a useless fucking cameo. That's like, I don't even know what the point of that was. Lenny Kravitz was in it. Kanye fucking West was in it for a brief second. Kate Moss. For the love of fucking God, Neil deGrasse Tyson was in this shit. And he has the same fucking appearance as Katy Perry does. And then he shows up at the end and he's just like, damn, nigga, I thought you was better than this. Good Lord. Black Foolish Month continues. What's that boy's name? Marlon Wayne. You thought he fucked up Black History. And seeing him in there, like, literally strike a spear through my heart. I was like, damn. I said, how low do you gotta go to be in this shit? Sting was in this. Who fucking else was in this damn movie? I'm sure there's someone else in here. Mika! Fucking Mika! He was the hairdresser. You don't know who he was. He's a musician as well. A lot of fucking musicians there. MC Hammer, like I said earlier. He has a little fucking cameo in a jail cell. Skrillex was in it. MC Hammer's in a fucking... It was like the most high-tech security prison I've seen. And then they told me, it's a fashion prison. I said, you gotta be shitting me. This is the most fucking retarded thing I've heard. Tommy Hilfiger was in it. Susan Boyle was in it. The actual Marc Jacobs in it. Valentino Garaviani was in it. Who else? I'm just blanking on some of the fucking names right now. I know there's other people in here. That's all that need to be said. Just the list of cast that was in this damn film to literally offer not a goddamn thing. Ben Stiller. Damn, every time he was on screen, he made me realize, this is why I don't like you. This is why I don't like your fucking movies neither. Everybody talk about how great he was in Tropic Thunder. I fucking couldn't stand him in Tropic Thunder. I'm not gonna lie. The only good thing about fucking Tropic Thunder in there was Robert Downey Jr. Let's be fucking real about that. Oh, and Tom Cruise's character. Other than that, everything else about that movie can go to hell. I really don't give a shit about that. But when I was just watching this fucking movie, I was just sitting there going like, I feel so fucking sorry for Owen Wilson because, every time he pairs up with Ben Stiller, Ben Stiller has him in the stupidest fucking movies ever. This dude has like been in the last two, well not last two, but he's been in two Woody Allen films. And he's sitting here chucking the chokes up trying to do some retarded ass acts with Ben Stiller's retarded looking ass in this film. And then the movie gets into a point where he finds his son and he walks away from him. And then Owen Wilson's like, "What? Go say something. What's wrong with you?" He's just like, "Did you hear what he said? He's my son, but that's impossible because he's fat, and fat people are useless and ugly." I was like, oh my God, this movie is fat shaming now. I said, oh my God. And then it goes into a point where the master plan is Will Ferrell purposely fed his son to fatten him up. And then the movie, for the rest of the movie, their relationship is just like, he's like, oh, you know, one thing, he said, I may be fat, but I'm actually smart like mom was. The only dumb thing she ever did was date you and stuff like that. He was like, well, at least I'm not ugly and fat. I just like, and then every fucking chance he could have kept calling him, that's my fat son or something like that. I was just like, and then he, not even at the end of the movie, it's more fucking insulting because he says, he's not fat. he's plus size. And then his son does that stupid ass pose, and then they find out he's the chosen one. And then they say that him, Owen Wilson, and his son swept the modeling world like crazy. Ben Stiller and Penelope Cruz, they get married, have a child, and she fucking does the Blue Steel as well, pose, and it's stupid as hell. And then the son, they say, oh, Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller, they became two of the greatest models once again. And his son became the highest paid and famous plus size model there was. And I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh my God, this movie takes so many shots at fat people, it's not even funny. Man, if you are overweight or fat or anything like that, this movie will have you feeling like, there's some pretentious bullshit. And you know the shit about the movie too, it tries to feel as if it had a goddamn message in it by saying, you know, it's like, just because he's fat doesn't mean anything's wrong with him, he has a heart or whatever. It's just like, what is the fucking point of this goddamn movie? Come on, just get to it, please. An hour and... How long was this goddamn movie? I think it was an hour and 40 minutes, and it felt like it just kept going on and on and on, and then to the point when the fucking credits end, I literally ran out the back of that room. I said, just let me the fuck up out of here. It was embarrassing just coming... Like, because where we were sitting at, they had us sitting in a room... It's like one theater on this side, the one room theater on this side, whatever. And you know, there's Deadpool on the other side and stuff like that. And we coming out of this, and then I tried to run away from the fucking door because people started walking out and looking and stuff like that. I was like, I don't want them to see me. I just came out of fucking Zoolander 2. I really don't fucking want to see that. This movie was fucking atrocious. I was just like, atrocious on the fact that it's just like, what was the fucking point? What was the plot? There was no fucking plot, literally. I was like, there literally was nothing to offer in this goddamn film. And then. Ben Stiller and his tired ass fucking jokes. I mean, the movie damn near becomes sexist in a way too somehow by saying women as swimsuit models is like, what a fucking joke that is and stuff like that. And then Penelope Cruz, she does some ridiculous thing to where when they get trapped on I after she frees Ben Stiller, he's like, shouldn't we call the boat so we can get there in time? She's like, there's no time for that. But she takes her clothes off and says, grab on tight. We're going to make it back to Rome. I was just like, so you're going to fucking swim? She's like, I'm going to show the world that swimsuit models wasn't useless. I'm like, oh my fucking God. Please just stop. And then the way Will Ferrell escapes from prison, people, was the most ridiculous fucking thing ever. He manages to somehow tie Ben Stiller up and say, let me out of this jacket and straight jacket and these chains and stuff like that. Put it on yourself and then I'll let you go. It makes no fucking sense. He's really... Ben Stiller's retarded as shit in this movie. So Ben Stiller ties himself up, whatever, and then... Will Ferrell tells him, I made two masks, one that looked like me and you, whatever, and then I'm gonna put your mask on and walk out of here. And then not only that, it's a heavily secured room. Nobody fucking sees this in the distance. Alarms don't never go off. He leaves this room, and then literally, he in front of the fucking cops, he takes his mask, his Ben Stiller shitty ass mask he had on, and takes that off, and nobody stops him. He walks straight out of this fucking prison, no problem at all. And then literally, there's a fucking helicopter waiting on him. And I was just like, what in the... That makes no goddamn sense now. I mean, I know a lot of goddamn things in this movie didn't make any sense, but everything that didn't make sense just wasn't... It was fucking bothering me. Everything about it. Skrillex, you ought to be a fucking shame of yourself. You've never even been in a fucking movie, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't think I'll ever listen to any of your music again. That goes for anybody in this goddamn movie. And not that I really was listening to anybody in this movie music anyway. Goddamn, dude. It was just... Literally, and then everything it was doing, it was just like, oh, isn't that funny? It's a cheap gag or whatever. And it's like, no, none of this is funny at all. And it's just like, oh, I've been away from civilization so long, so let me pull up my cell phone. It's all tiny and shit like that. And then, you know, he's not used to the world. It's like a fish out of water story in a way, too. It's got so many fucking elements going on. It's just literally scenes after scenes of trying to fickle and make some... This movie's a fuck it. Why am I even describing this shit anymore? It's a fuck. As a matter of fact, it's a very low fucking fuck it. I don't even know why people would waste their fucking time. This movie's about to get fucking buried. Hopefully it didn't cost cheap. Yeah, I'm sure it fucking did, though, because I don't want this movie making its money back. And anybody that likes the first one, you're a fucking moron. I mean, you probably was dropped on your head and you don't even know it, because goddamn, this whole series is just fucking tiresome. And I think that the one thing that this movie has proven too, especially since Ben Stiller fucking directed and wrote this shit too, I mean, he really did put all his cards on the table with Walter Mitty, and seeing that fail must have just killed him slowly. So he's like, I gotta get back to this kind of shit now. I know that this movie was prolonged on its sequel because of I believe it was a death in the family or something like that. I can't remember what it was, and I really just don't give a fuck, to be honest. But nobody really asked for this. Nobody wanted it, and people that did want it, they probably dying right now, something like that, of cancer or whatever, because that seemed to be taking everyone by storm. But no, this movie is a really low fucking, and like I said, this, if anything, this movie just proved that Ben Stiller, you just need to fucking hang it up, because you're a fucking hack.
Sorry, I can't understand a word that you're saying.
Derek, toss me the knife.
You got it!
There is only one criminal mastermind who could be behind all this.
Prison changed me! I am bad to the core now! Where's my goddamn latte?
But how am I supposed to stop Mugatu?
I'm the Mamba Majamba! I'm the Mamba Majamba!
You're Derek Zoolander. He stopped a Chinese throwing star with a look. Flash me that beautiful Magnum.
Wait, Magnum, now! Oh, you have this! Oh. Yeah, tequila! Oh!
Maybe we could try a washcloth.